You guys are one of the better run, red zone run defense, or red zone defenses in the league, period, last two games. The opponents have gone 7-for-7. Have you seen things on film that really jumped out that led to that?
Could have been a lot of things. You know, we don't point fingers, but right. I think the most important stat is that, you know, last week, you know, we won the game. The week of that, before that, we came up short. We got to be better in those, you know, better in those points of the field, which I know we will be.
Plus, you feel like this defense can dominate the rest of the season?
Oh, absolutely. We just got to, just keep doing what we're doing. Let's be ourselves. And, everybody's just playing for one another, playing hard, not letting teams be balanced on us like they were last week. You know, they were able to run the ball. They were able to throw the ball last week, which, that's things that we haven't done, earlier this year. And just got to get back to it.
How personally do you take that as a defense? I mean, obviously, you guys won the game. You didn't like how you guys performed. You're going to take that out on the Giants, I assume.
We just got to make our corrections and, just obviously, focus on the Giants. You know, they're a hungry team and, we know they're going to come out. We'll get their best ball.
Do you feel like taking on a team like the Rams and having a guy like Todd Gurley give you guys a wake-up call maybe heading into the rest of the season and then into the playoffs?
I mean, we knew what they can do. They can run the football. They can throw the football. And, we went into that game, knowing those things and, they were able to make some plays. He was able to make some plays with his feet, that you don't see a lot of running backs do. I said on Sunday, he's probably one of the best running backs I've faced in my career.
Do you think it's going to give you guys a test, though, for other great running backs that are going to come your way in the playoffs?
I mean, the test will be, do we fix our problems? I think, the test is, we get back to tackling and making them TFLs and, having fun, when the teams try to run the ball on us.
Giants offense is one of the worst scoring offenses in the league. How do you guard against complacency when you face an offense like that that struggles so much?
We just got to pin them down early. I think the biggest thing is, Eli going to get rid of the ball quick. That's every time they play us. And as a pass rusher, we just got to be patient and knowing that, at some point in the game, he's got to hold the ball and we'll get to him and get him on the ground. We just got to believe and trust in our DBs and knowing that those guys are going to hold up and, we'll get after them.
Do you feel a greater responsibility as a defense given Carson's injury and the idea that the defense may have to carry the load the rest of the way?
I mean, honestly, if you really want to know the truth, this defense has really been carrying the load all year. This team has been carrying the load all year. I mean, I don't think this team is just made of one person. I mean, it's a team. Nick going to step in and do a really good job. Nobody want to see anybody in this league get hurt. And for us to lose our starting quarterback is, it's a lot. But, let's not forget that, Nick is a really good player, too.